Let's begin with the following, and that is that we had a machlokes yesterday. We didn't point out the machlokes, so that's what I want to begin with. We said that if you have netilas reshus from the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, that will work for Eretz Yisrael. And if you make a mistake in Tzak, you don't have to pay. And then if you have netilas reshus from the Resh Galus in Bavel, you don't have to pay either. Okay? Correct? Remember we said that concept of netilas reshus. You got me, David? That's what we said. Stephen, you got me? That's this concept. So, I didn't point out yesterday, we did it inside though, that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos as to the power of netilas reshus that comes in Bavel. Rashi said it was Hefker Bezen Hefker, but he also said that the power of Hefker Bezen never came from who? Which king? Did you notice that, Rashi? I don't think we actually read it inside. Actually, maybe we did. Rashi says, Sherodin Nisam Shishlam Koach Rishus Meis Malke Paras. Rashi says, Beferish, that the Koach comes from the Persian king. Now, the Persian king was not Jewish, obviously. Correct? So, Reb David Pavarsky Zatzal points out, the great Gaon Shiurim, that there is two opinions in the Ramah, in Simon Gimel Sif Dalet and Choshen Mishput, as to whether if a government, a non-Jewish government, gives a Rav permission to Paskin, will that potter the Rav when he makes a mistake in Psak? 2 days in the Ramah, please get it. As to whether permission from the Goyish king will potter you in a mistaken psak. There are two opinions, okay? So the Vilna Gaon says, on the spot on that Ramah, that this is totally in a machlokas Rashi and Tosos on our daf. According to Rashi, it comes from Hefker based in Hefker, Hefker based in Hefker, but it's Noveya Memelech Paras. Who gave the permission of who? He gave the permission of who? Of the Rav, or the Beis Din, to issue the Psak. How did Tosus learn it? Tosus learned it that it was from the Davidic dynasty. In Bavel, it was what? From the male side of the Davidic dynasty, and in the Eretz Yisrael, it was from the female side of the Davidic dynasty. Had nothing to do with Melech Paras. According to Tosus, it was Malchus, Beis David, from the Mischar. This is talking about in Bavel. So therefore, says the Vilna Gaon, Zach, please get it down, that these 2 days in the Ramah, that if the Goyish government gives the Rav a permission to Paskin, and he makes a mistake in the Tzak, will that potter you from payment? Says the Vilna Gaon, that this is a Machlokas Rashi Tosis on the daf that we learned yesterday. That we're pointing out now. According to Rashi, the Hefker Beis and Hefker Koach came from the what? That he hits you with the rod from the Persian mouth. So Stephen, let's get it down. And therefore, when the Rav makes a mistake, if any Goyisher government gives the Rav the permission to Paskin, then you'll be potter. But according to Tosfos, it comes from what? The Davidic dynasty, the male side. So if a Goyisher government gives a Rav permission to Paskin, it's meaningless. And if the Rav makes a mistake, he'll have to pay. Adam, you got this? That's the first mahalach we want to get down. Machloikish Rashi Taisus, the Gaon says, is totally what the lumdus of what the power of Netilas Reshus is from. Is it from the Persian Malchus? Or is it from what? Or is it from the Davidic dynasty from the Nisharan side? And that'll happen after Mina Ladin. So that's what the Gaon points out in Simon Gimel Siftal on that Ramah, the 2 days. Fascinating, okay? Very fascinating. That's the first mahalach wanted to point out. Okay, let's get that. It's a fundamental machloikis. Okay, let's now get to the second mahalach, and that is as follows. Okay? We pointed out that Rashi is of the opinion, I'm sorry, we said Rashi. We said that Rashi sided with the Rambam, that can the yachid mumcha l'rabim. You got that, Daniel? You got the first mahalach? Okay, it's clear. Poshup shot. Machloikis Rashi Taisus, the Vilna Gaon points out 2 days in the Ramah, that'll be the Nafkimi. Okay, Eli Klor? Okay?
Because it's right on the daf, and Rashi mentions because of the Persian king. Tosfos steers away from that. Tosfos says Davidic dynasty. Okay? All right. That's the first mahalach. Second mahalach, guys. Let's go. Second mahalach is as follows. Pinchas, you got it? That's the first machlokes Rashi Tosfos we pointed out. Okay? Well, as to the koyach of the Tilus Yeshus in Bavel. Stephen, you got it? You get it down? You got it in your notes? What's going to be, it's a very big nafkamina. If a dying gets permission from the Glacier government, will that pater if he makes a mistake? What's the answer? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. 2 days in the Ramah, the Gaon says it depends on Rashi Tosfos and our Gemara. Okay, second mahalach. We pointed out from Rashi and the Rambam that a Yochid Mumcha L'Rabin does not have the ability to be Kofa. Does not. Who argued on that on the Daf? Tosfos on the Daf says Yochid Mumcha can be Kofa. So the Rav Zatzal pointed out very beautifully. I want you to get this. He was just bothered by what Bate Dinim do nowadays. What Bate Dinim do nowadays seems to be both against Rambam and both against Tosfos. Rashi and the Rambam are the same. Because according to Tosfos, I want you to get this down, Uri. The koyach to be kofa is noveya from what? According to Tosfos. No, the koyach to be kofa. To be kofa, to force Jewish balabatim to come to their bezdin. What does the koyach come from? The reshus to be paskin. According to Tosfos, all one package deal. The koch of kfiya comes from the reshus lahoros. That's what you see from Tosfos. Whereas according to the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perak Dalet Halacha Yedalet, the Rambam paskins halacha lamaisa, that any dayan who has the ability to paskin halacha lamaisa can in fact in Eretz Yisrael judge properly, but in Chutz Laaretz he has no ability to be kofa. He can't be kofa until he has netilus reshus from the Reish Galusa. So what do you see from the Rambam? What do you see from the Rambam? That only someone who's a based in Kavu and Eretz Yisrael, or the Reish Galusa, has koch to be kofa. But any stam dayan does not have the ability to be kofa. Because the koch of kfir, what is the koch of kfir? Conceptual. What is the koch of kfir? Come on, guys, I'm tired. Let the love energize you. Let's go. Jacob, what is the koch ha-kfir? The ability to be kofa someone. According to Tosfos, this emanates from what? The reshus lahoros. It's a package deal. If a yochid munchal rab can judge on his own, he has the ability to be kofa. Gabi, you got me? You got it in the computer there. According to Tosfos, the koch ha-kfir and the reshus lahoros comes from. It's noveya. It stems from the Rishus to Paskin. According to Rambam, it has nothing to do with that. And we could write down Rashi as well. The Koach HaKfiyah has nothing to do with Rishus Lahoros, but rather it's Mikoach Srara. What is Srara? Authority. Reish Galusa. Based in Kavu and Eretz Yisrael. Anything short of that, forget about it. Can a Yachid Mumcha judge Uri? Yes. But under that rubric, does he have the Koch HaKfiyah? No. Machlokas Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam, the Rav wanted to say. Zach, you got me? Oh. So therefore, the Rav Zatzal was bothered what Bate didn't do. If they subpoena a guy to come to Beis Din Bizmanazah, and the guy refuses to come, what do they send him? A Siruv. What's a Siruv? That this guy's refused to come to Beis Din. Siruv means literally refusal that you put him in a semi-cherem. We don't have cherem, Bizmanazah. We talked about a bad husband. Refuses to give a get. Lamaisa and the Beis Din subpoenas him, come to Beis, refuses to come. They issue a Siruv on the guy. The Rav said, I don't understand the lumbus of this, the Rav said. Plug it in. Because according to the Rambam, who's the one that can what? Who's the one that can issue Kfiyah? Kfiyah and Siruv are the same thing. Siruv is the same thing as Kfiyah. According to the Rambam, who's the only one that can do it? If you have what? Srara. Nowadays, do we have Srara? No one has Srara nowadays. We don't have a Reish Galusa. So he says he doesn't, please get that down. Practically, he doesn't understand, according to the Rambam, how does our Siruv work? Number two, Bitzad Sheni, according to Tosfos, why does a Siruv have to come from a Beis Din? It could come from an individual what? It could come from an individual Rav, because a Yachid Mumcha can issue a Siruv. A yachid mumcha can issue a siruf. So therefore the Rav was bothered by the mechanics nowadays of doing a siruf. That's what I want you to get down. Shtar siruf. Seems to be, according to both, it's difficult. According to the Rashi and Rambam, there's no sroran in that nowadays. So how can anyone send it? Number two, according to those, you don't need a basin. You can have an individual Rav send it shtar siruf to some guy. Okay? Now, I want to point out, Lamaisa, that we learned in the beginning of the year, and we'll chazar it, Lamaisa, when we get the chazar of Blinetter, that there's a different parsha of kfiyah. This kfiyah is coming from where? Beis Din. Where is that coming from, Beis Din? Of Klei Dayanim, of Eilim Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneim. That's one parsha of kfiyah. But there's another parsha of kfiyah, which is Shoftim V'Shotrim Titein Lecha B'chol Sharecha. That's the mitzvah of Tochacha. That's the mitzvah of Arvis. That's the mitzvah. You can tell your friend, come on, you got to come to Seder. You got to come to Shir. Tochacha, in a good way. I'm your chaver. I want to be your chaver. Not trying to give him a hard time. You do it in a good way. Or a guy's doing an aveira, you give him a hochacha. That's a different parsha of kfiya. What's that called? And that lamais is a separate partial legamri, and for that the Rambam says you don't need srara. Any guy on the street can do kfiyah. Not kfiyah, but hochacha. Tochacha, we'll call it. So there are two parshas I want you to get. Our parsha we're talking about what? Shir tasim lifnehem. Tasim lifnehem, which is what? Which is the notion of klei dayanim. That's talking about the kfiyah that we have in this mahalach. The other parsha of kfiyah is what? Is shoftim v'shotrim. Shoftim, v'shotrim, which is what? Which is hochacha. And that's any person can do that. You don't need tzorah for that. The two parshas, kfiyah and momdus, in the chumash. You got me? Okay? Now, one more nekuda on this mahalach. The Rav just points out very beautifully that according to Taisus, that if kfiyah and reshus is from the din of reshus lahoros, then someone who's a samuch in Eretz Yisrael, who has the authority, could be called for a guy in chutz l'arts without the reshus of the melech, which is against the Rambam. You follow me? Because according to Tosfos learns, Allah l'mayis, that the koach ha-kfiyah is told in reshus lahoros. In dini hara, not regarding mafkir mamo. Regarding mafkir mamo, which is more powerful? Bavel's more powerful than Eretz Yisrael. But regarding the reshus lahoros, where is smicha given, guys? Smicha's only where? In Eretz Yisrael. Regarding Rishus Lahoros, the koch of Eretz Yisrael is greater than Bavel. So you could have a dayan that in Eretz Yisrael could be kofa, a guy in Chutzarts, come to judge by me, halacha l'maisa. And therefore he doesn't need the Rishus of the Melech in Chutzarts. Forget about it. Not at all. What'd you say?
Is that against the Rambam?
According to what? That's against the Rambam. Correct. That's against the Rambam. Absolutely. The Rambam said against that. The Rambam said, Allah l'maisa, that l'maisa, it's all tali in what? In Srara. It's all tali in Srara. You want to touch a guy in Kutzar, it's in your sister in the Melech. So I want you to get that Nakuda I just wrote down, according to what I just said. According to Taisus, you could have a dying in Eretz Yisrael, be called for a guy in Kutzar, because mitzad reshus lahoros. According to Taisus, the koach akfiyah comes from reshus lahoros. I have reshus lahoros. If I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I can judge a guy in Kutzarts. I can be kofed. Oh, did you get permission from Rish Kalusa? I don't need that permission. Because as long as the koach hafi is noveh from Rish Loros, I have the Rish Loros. According to the Rambam, Pinchas points out beautifully, koach hafi comes from Srora. You want to touch a guy in Kutzarts, you better have Rish from the Melech first. From the Rish Kalusa. Or the Melech. And until that point, you don't have that. So that's the second mahalach then. We got it? That's what the Rav Zatzal want to put out. Beautiful Chiddush. Okay? So we got the two mahalachim so far. Fight them now. Let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, we got a lot to see, guys. Let's go, Bezer Shem. Go ahead. You with me? Hayim and Aleph. My Rishusa. Guys, let's look inside. Okay? We saw all the Taisim and I'm an Aleph. Let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. You got it?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's go. You got it on your computer there, Gabi? Uri, you got it? Okay, go ahead. Let's go. I always tell the guys, if you use your computer, I have confidence in you. Adam, I always tell you, if you could use your computer, if you have the confidence, you Daniel also. If you're going to not be distracted, that's fine. But if you feel you're going to be distracted, then what? Then use your notebook. Then don't bring the computer in. Okay? You got me? Go ahead, Jacob. Let's go. My Rishusa. Go ahead.
Amar le Rabbi Chia, Rabbi ben Achi, Yorid the Bubble.
When Rabbi Bar Chana went down the Bubble, and I want to point out to you, Eli said very nicely, Tosfos Dimas Rabbi Bar Chana, when we did the Yeshua Forshim, that maybe we tried to save it and say Rabbi Bar Chana, and Bar Chana was his father's name. That's not possible, because Bar Chana means a Shoytim, and he was not a Shoytim. So the Yeshua Forshim in that next to last Tosfos was trying to save, maybe it was Rabbi Bar Chana and Shas. And it was Rabbi Bar, the son of Bar Chana, right? So that can't be, because we wouldn't refer to a father as being Bar Chana, because Bar Chana is a phrase of a Shoytim. You don't name someone crazy. Guy has a boy or a girl, they call the kid crazy. No one's going to say that, okay? So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Bar Chana went down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, go ahead, Amar Le. No, Amar Le Rabbi Chia the Rabbi. Rabbi Chia said the Rabbi, go ahead. The son of my brother, meaning my nephew, is going down to Bavel. You know why going down is, right? You make Aliyah. You go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, it's called Yirida. Go ahead.
Yore.
Excellent. A lot of people call the smicha Yore Yore, but if you know the Gemara well, it's Yore. Can you give him a Hora and a Sevater? Any Paskin? Yes, Yore. Go ahead.
Yadin.
Can you judge it in a moment? She said yes. Go ahead.
And then Yati Bechoros, Yadin.
Can you matter Bechoros to say that you could shecht it, that has a mum kavua? He said yes. So Rabbin HaKadosh gave a flat out Rishus in all three areas to who? Rabbi Bar Chana. Excellent. Go ahead.
These rabbis were in Eretz Yisrael.
Again, I discussed this with Johnny. What's going on here in this Gemara, guys? They're making Yerida. Now, the Tilas Rishus doesn't work for what? From Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So what are they getting it for? So what I said to Johnny is that maybe for the cities that what? For the cities on their way, at least it will work. It won't work for what? It won't work for Bavel. But it will work for the cities next to the border. Okay? Go ahead.
And we assume that since these categories are explaining Rishus and Eretz Yisrael, that's also the same thing when we explain Rishus and Bavel too.
Yeah, it's right. The same thing. Yeah, and it won't help in Bavel. It'll help for the cities on this Agvul. That's what you have to say, because we just learned it wouldn't work, right? We said that the two Rishus and Eretz Yisrael won't work in Bavel. Gemara said that Befeirish, right? Lo Mahani doesn't work. Okay.
I can just say he's giving him Rishus to be Yora in Bavel.
But we said then he was in Eretz Yisrael.
It doesn't work to Pazer if you make a mistake.
Okay. I mean, he's giving him the permission to Paskin. It could be. But Lomaisa, there's Ben suggesting he maybe is giving him the permission to Paskin, correct. But this will not give you ability to be punt if you made a mistake. Could be also. Ben suggesting another shot. I like that shot as well. He'll be allowed to Paskin, but the Tilas Rishus to Pati from paying will not help you if you make a mistake. Yeah, we just said two pshatim. Why is he, if he's going making Yerida, why is he getting into the Shusim Eretzal? I thought it doesn't work. It doesn't work regarding what? Regarding work being punted from paying if you made a mistake, but maybe allows you to Paskin. Good possibility too. I'm saying it also helps you for the cities right outside of Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead. Next story. Let's go, Jacob. Kiavi Nachis.
Kiavi Nachis,
Rav
Babel. Amar Le, Rav Chia, the Rav.
The Rebbe
ben Achosi Yore the Bavel.
The son of my sister's going to Bavel.
The same thing. Yore.
Right.
Yadin Bukoros, Al Yatir.
Oh, here he wouldn't let Rav have Yatir. Who are the two Gedolim, the two Amoraim? Rabbi Bar Chana, and who else? And Rav. So Rabbi Bar Chana got the Psak in all three areas, Stephen, but Rav only did not get it in the third area. Okay, go ahead. Let's go, Jay. Go ahead. Maishno.
Maishno lamar.
Dikakari.
Dikakari ben Achi.
What's the reason why you called him ben Achi? Maishno.
Maishno lamar dikakari ben Achosi.
Yeah, why'd you call one of them the son of my brother, one of them the son of my sister? Go ahead. Chitema.
Chitema hachi have maise.
You want to tell me this was the story?
Amar mar.
It's not true. Go ahead.
They're all his sons.
Mi Karsula mi Kafroy, which is the name of the place, Havel. So what's the case? What's v'chitim ha'vechaim ha'maisa? Well, maybe Rabbi Bar Chana was the son of his brother, right? And maybe who? Rav was the son of his sister. The Gemara says not true. We see that Rav was also what? What does it say? Ibo, who was the father of Rav, Chana. Chana, who was the what? Chana, who was the father of who? The father of Rabba. Chana, there's a name of Rabba. Shilo Marta. Now, who's Shilo Marta? Shilo Marta. Who is that?
Those are other brothers.
Those are women, Pashup Shat. Okay, Marta was a name of a woman. She was the sister of Rechia. Okay?
How does Rabbi know? It says
in... That's what the Otzer Agonim says. The Otzer Agonim says it was the sister of Rechia, and the Rashbam of Baba Basra says that Marsha was the brother of Rechia. So it's a Machlokish in Rishona. Was it a woman or a man? Okay? Please get that down. Otzer Agonim says Marsha was the name of a woman. The sister of Rechia, Rashbam says Marsha was the brother of Rechia. Okay? And Shilas could be the mother of the Amor of Shmuel Bar Shilas, who is the sister of Rechia. So Shilas might be a woman too, according to the Otzer Agonim as well. But nonetheless, what do you see from all this? What do you see from all this? Jacob, what do you tell me? That Rav was also what? The son of a brother of Rechia, correct? So what does Gemara answer? You understand the Kasha? Rav was also the son of a brother. It wasn't just the son of a sister. Go ahead, what's the answer? Let's go, come on, Rav.
So Rav bar Achva Dehavi bar Achtai.
Oh, Rav was the son of a brother. He was the son of a brother. He also was the son of a sister. Aval, go ahead. Rabba. Rabba
bar
Chana.
Bar Achve.
But Rabba bar Chana was only what? Was only the son of a brother alone. He was not the son of a sister. And therefore what? Therefore Rechia called Rav the son of his sister. So what was the case? Ibo was a what? He had a situation where he had a widower. You know what a widower is? An almond. He lost his wife. He had a son from a first marriage. He marries a widow who had a girl from the same marriage. From her first marriage. Are the son and girl related? No, they're not related. They're not related at all. Then they got married. Who was from that union? Who was from that union?
Rav.
So Rav was from that union. So you see that what? You see that he was also, from Rav Chiya's perspective, Rav was what? A nephew from his brother's side, and also from his what? From his sister's side. Because they were what? You know, stepbrother and stepsister are not really related, right? There was a half-brother and half-sister, right? The half-brother and sisters, you share a mother, you share a father. So they eventually married one another, and therefore, it's mutter for them to get married, right? The son from the widower had a son from the first marriage, and the widow had a daughter from a first marriage. That son and daughter can get married, no problem. So that's how Rav was both. Whereas Rav Bar Chana was only the son of a brother. Go ahead. That's one answer. V'boy Seima. Emor? Emor l'chacham achosi at. Done. Wisdom is referred to as achosi. The word wisdom. Rav was an exceptional Talmid Chacham, and he called Rav achosi. So I was pointing out to Johnny in Seder, this second answer of the Gemara is not saying that the first answer is wrong. The second answer of the Gemara is saying the story is correct. But it's amplifying, why did Rav stress ben achosi? He was both. The first answer is just saying because practically he was both. And Rabbi Rachana was not. The second answer is saying Vidafka, he could have chosen Ben Achi for Rav, but he wanted to highlight the fact he was such a Chacham. Okay? So I want you to get that down and know. It's not that the second answer was saying that the first answer is wrong. It was just amplifying why he called Chacham. Okay, very good. Excellent. Let's go Vaiter now. Go ahead. Vaiter Nagamara. Let's go. It's interesting. I just want to point out to you, you get it down, Lamaisa, that, as we said, Lamaisa, the Sefer Yuchsin, is mistopic whether Marsha was a man or a woman. He wants to prove if it was a woman, why did the Gemara not mona her before Reb Chiya? So he pushes that off and says, no, the Gemara pointed out Lefi the Seder of their birth. Okay? So therefore is no raya. So please write down, the Sefer Yuchsin is mistopic with Marsha, man or woman. He wants to prove that if it was a woman, then why didn't the Gemara list her first before Reb Chiya? So it must be Lamaisa that she was what? She was not a woman. So he's doke that by saying, no, the Gemara was saying, it was listing them according to their age. So you have no raya. Okay? So there are three shittas, Lagabi, this din, of what was Marsha, right? Okay? Tshuva Zagonim says Marshall was what? Chana and Marshall were women. They were sisters of Reb Chiya. Rashi says Chana was a father. Rashbam says Marshall was a what? Was a brother of Reb Chiya. And the Sefer Yuchas Mistapik, if Marshall was a man or woman, he wanted to bring a Raya that was a man because it was a woman. Why would Reb Chiya be listed after her? The answer is because why? You could slug that up and say they were listed Lefi the Seder. Okay, let's go, Jacob. Says the Gemara, let's go. Bite in the Gemara. What's the reason why? What's this? Rav is a god on the door. The third era, you don't give him the permission? Go ahead.
My time.
Maybe he wasn't a chachim. What are you talking about? You just call him Ben Achoso. He's a god on the door. Ella? Oh, he wasn't a baki mumen. Right? Interesting. He wasn't a baki mumen. I want you to get this down. The Yad Ramah writes to Maskavi Boy Sema, you could be the biggest god on the door. How do you think I'm able to paskin on Mars? If guys have shilas at Tarsh Mishbacha, they bring me the shilas from their wives. Even if I know, let's say Hilchos Nida Baal Peh, which I don't. I mean, I did learn it. Even if I knew a Baal Peh, if I don't do shimish with a Rav of what is red, what is black, which is Tameh, and what is brown, which is Tar, how can I paskin? I did shimish, so I can paskin on it. So that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. You could be the biggest God on the door, but he doesn't know what a Mum is. Please get that Yad Ramah down. That's what it means. Okay? You got a person needs shimush with a rav to do that. That's experienced. Can't just say, "Oh, I'm the greatest. I can look at a color. There's no one like me. I don't care. You got to do it by a rav. Doesn't make a difference." Allah alamaisa, and you have to have that because if you don't have that, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. If someone, let's say a rav is colorblind, he can't paskin on Mars. I know a rav who's a colorblind. He can't paskin on Mars. But you have to do shimush, not just because you're colorblind. You know, you have to be very talented what colors are. It's not enough. You have to do shimush with it. Go ahead. Okay? And let's say I'm not sure, then I'll show it to another Rav. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Rav.
Oh. 18 months. When he was a youth. He was by a row of behemoth, by a shepherd. He did shimush. Leda. Which one is the kavua mum? And therefore it's mutter for me to eat it. I could shech the b'chor and have a good steak. The ezer mum over. And which one is a temporary mum? So you see that? Don't tell me the reason why they didn't give it to him because he didn't know. He knew. Ella. Go ahead. Oh, period. That's the first answer. What's the first answer? They were both going down to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. And people were going to give kavod to Rav no matter what. So he wanted to make sure that people, there would be an area that Rabba Bar Chana could paskin and Rav not, so that they would give kavod to Rabba Bar Chana. That's why he didn't give him the smich in the area of Bechor. Okay? Makes a lot of sense. And that's what Rashi says. Okay? And don't worry about Rav's kavod, because they all knew Rav was a good old door. They give him kavod. That's what Rashi says. They're Maskal Laklo. He says Beferish. Okay? You have it there? You have it there in the computer? Lachlo klo kavod, you have it there? Read it, go ahead, Jacob. Lachlo kavod l'rabba, just read that Rashi real quick, come on.
I'm
oh, you don't have Rashi there? On Amid Beis, yeah.
No,
go ahead, lachlo kavod l'rabba. Read the Dibra Maskel. Lachlo
kavod l'rabba, k'dei shei nahagu bo, b'nei...
Bavel, so that the b'nei Bavel will give him kavod.
Kavod...
No, she could lachlo kavod l'rabba, k'dei shei nahagu bo, b'nei Bavel, kavod, period. So Shavaklay, hi, Chashivusa. He left that department open for who? For Rabba Bar Avuna, not Rav. Go ahead. De'ilu.
De'ilu, the Rav Havi Nahage Bei Yakar
Anyway, they'd give cover to Rav. Yakar means covered. So he wasn't worried about that. That's the first answer. Pinchas, you had a kasha?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So is him saying that he could... Can't do the
moment
that can be forever, or is it just
going to
be while he goes to
Bubba? He stayed in Bubba till his psak, Lamaisa, till the psak would change. You give it to him later, but now it wasn't going to work. Maybe later would give it to him, but until he gives it to him later, he doesn't have it. Where does it say in Shas that Rav went to Bubba? Getting Bubba Marav, Michi Asa Rav La Bubba. He went to Bubba. I think he lived this the rest of his life. What was his city where he was Rosh Yeshiva? What daf? Ksubis vavam and alef. Same daf. Getting vavam and alef, chiyasa rav lebavel. Ksubis vavam and alef. He was Rosh Yeshiva in the city of Tzura. So it seems like he stayed there in his whole life. Don't be. You guys could do this too. I saw that daf 100 times in my life. You'll be able to see the same. You don't know the same thing. It's not because I'm a bucky mishas. Your chats are over. You're working. You follow me? So that's why I didn't give it to him.
So he was never.
I don't know. I don't know. You have to check the other Gemaras. I don't remember. Seems like he wanted to make sure he covered. Maybe Rabbi Rav Huna would go back, he would have gotten it too. Maybe. But just at this time period, not. Okay? Zach, go ahead. No, but I'm saying, I think the better answer was Ben's answer. That they would be given a permission to paskin, but it wouldn't potter them from paying. But it could be on their way. On their way from Herzl Lubav, the cities on the outskirts of Herzl, they were able to pass it. It doesn't seem that way. That's why I like Ben's answer better than mine. Okay? Their Netilas Rishus would allow them to pass him, but if they made a mistake, they would still have to pay unless they got the Netilas Rishus from the XLR. So I think Ben's answer is better than mine. Okay? Very good. Go ahead. Let's go. Jacob, you're doing a great job, Jacob. Let's go. Go ahead, Jacob. Fighter. Another answer. This is a very interesting answer as well. Rav was a super duper Bucky and Mumim. He was such a super duper Bucky and Mumim. Go ahead. Vishari
Mumim Delo Yade
Anshe. He would matter Mumim that people never thought were what? Were Mum Kavuas. People would say, whoa, that's a Mum Kavua? What would happen? Vamre, come on. Vamre? You say Rav matered that to make that a mum kavua?
The asu the mashre mum over.
They're gonna matter now temporary mumim, because they weren't so bucky like Rav. Rav would be able to point out a mum kavua. People would say, oh, that's a mum kavua. This one's also a mum kavua. This also a mum kavua. When that wasn't true, it was only a mum over, and would lead to terrible things. Halacha lamaisa. Okay. It's interesting. I didn't bring it, but we'll have to. I'll show it to you in the Rambam. Believe that, or the Rambam says if you give a guy smicha who has a mum, which we're going to get to today, it's like being makriva korban that's a bal mum. So we're going to see lemaisa. A person's got to be roi lekola torah kula. Let's say a person that's blind in one eye, can he paskin blind in two eyes? We're going to discuss it. It's an interesting comparison that the Gemara talks about giving smicha to a rav is kind of like being makriva korban. Okay. So go ahead. So what does the Gemara say? So what are the two answers? Why? Bottom line, guys. Why did Rav not get the third area? One answer is because why? Because of kavod. What's the other answer? Because he was too much of a buck, he'd be a mixture for other people. But at the end of the day, according to both answers, he definitely was talented enough to get the smich in that third area. No doubt, right? Is that clear? That's how you chazer over to Gemara in your mind when you're going to college today. Two answers why Rav didn't get the third area. To give kavod to Rav Arachana, or number two, what? What's number two? Too much of a buck, you would get out of hand. Okay? Let's go. Next line of the Gemara.
So the Gemara says, Yore, he got me here, Rishuta, Lamali, Lishka.
Oh! So that's the Mahalik we got to get to now. Yore. Why does Rav need Yore? He was a bucky b'shas. What does he mean special in Tilus Rishus for? So the Gemara is going to go on and say, and we'll see that tomorrow, Bezus Shem. Okay? Now tomorrow I have to do a Levayah. One of the guys in the shul's mother passed away, so I do Levayah at 9:30. So I won't be here for Seder. Okay? So I'll be here for Shir, Bezus Shem. Okay? So I was telling a few guys, Shaila Lamais, if a Karov dies, he wanted to do the Levayah today. The two sisters wanted it tomorrow, and they were out of town. So generally, you want to do the Levi as soon as possible. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, you can wait for Krovin. So I said, you want this to be a point of machlekes with your sisters? So I said, we'll do it early tomorrow. It's the reason, Magdim, we'll do it early. Lamaisa, but you know, they're going to be upset at it. So you don't want to have your mom wouldn't want to have the machlekes over this. Okay? So I'm going to give you Mar Makaymis and also photocopy the first brisket Rov. Johnny will photocopy the first brisket. You did it already. Stop cutting it off. Zizim, Magdim, Johnny. Gavaldi. Johnny, ready? Yes. So there's a lot of lumbus we got to do tomorrow. And to say it, I'll give you all the marble comments with that first brisker rough. But so let's go. What is the Gemara asking? The Gemara asks, if the Rav was knowledgeable, what does he need to tell the shush for? What does he need to tell the shush for? That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara answers, we'll see it tomorrow, because the Rebbe needs to know if the Talmud can pronunciate and present the material clearly. That's what the Gemara is going to say tomorrow. So you'll see tomorrow. Okay? That's the reason why. Okay? But why did the Gemara give another answer? And this is what all the Rishonim ask. Please get it down in your notes. David, let's get it down. Stephen, why did the Gemara say that if you make a mistake in Pesach, you don't have to pay? Why did the Gemara give that answer? I don't care how knowledgeable you are. If you make a mistake, Gabi, you got to pay for it. So maybe that's why Rav wanted to teach us just. And the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara gives the answer that we said. That the Rebbe needs to make sure that the Talmud can present it properly. You follow me, Stephen? What's the Gemara's kasha? If Rav knew Shas, why does he need to tell the Shushus? What's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's going to answer, we'll see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, because the Rebbe needs to check the Talmud. Can he present it correctly? Will he articulate it clearly? That's the Gemara's answer. Why did the Gemara give another answer? That Rav, no one's perfect. If Rav would make a mistake in Pesach, he doesn't have to pay. That's why he needed to tell the Shushus. That's why he needed to tell the Shushus. Okay? That's a little bit bothersome because I thought the Netilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael cannot work for what? No, Ben? I thought the Netilas Rishus cannot work for Bubble. No? Isn't that a little bothersome? I thought it can't work anyway. No? So maybe you have to go back to what I said. At least for the cities outside of Eretz Yisrael it would work for. No? I think so. No? You hear what I'm saying? There's all the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha, but why would it work? I thought the Netilas Rishus in Eretz Yisrael doesn't work for Netilas Rishus in Bavel, unless you get it from that, from Rish Galusa. No, Pinchas, you follow me? So maybe it has to go back to what I said a little bit. At least it would work for the cities where outside of Eretz Yisrael. Johnny, you follow what I'm saying? This is what all the Rishonim are bothered by, guys. I want you to see all these Rishonim. Gabi, you got me? That's the kasha of all the Rishonim. We're just pointing out. That wouldn't work anyway in Buffalo if it's Rishus from Eretz Yisrael. So you have to say maybe it's for the cities on the outskirts at least. Okay? Perhaps. Okay? That's what it seems. So what does Tosfos say? Go ahead, Jacob. Let's go. We have a lot to see here. Different Rishonim trying to answer this kasha. Go ahead. What does the top Tosfos say? Let's see. Litpater. Why does it the Gemara answer that the reason why he wanted Netilas Rishus is to what? Is to potter him from payment if he made a mistake. Go ahead. Like it says later on Daf Lamed Gimel that if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. Right. So in other words, your potter, it says in Dini Mamonis that if you have Netilas Rishus, and I made a psak and Issam Heter, Yonah, we'll get to your point. Let's say someone brings me a shail of corned beef, a huge corned beef, costs $100, let's say, and I paskin its treif, and I made a mistake. Why don't I have to shell out $100 from my pocket? Because I got Netilas Rishus. That's what it says in Daf Lamed Gimel Amunaf. You need Netilas Rishus to be potter. So you understand Tosfos Kasha? Why didn't the Gemara just answer? You could be a buck and call it Torah Kula. But the reason why he wanted the Netilas Rishus is to pot him if he made a mistake. It's a great kasha. What's the answer? Mishum, this starts the answer.
Mishum, the E, the Pater,
Greda,
Lo, Hayotzarev, Lemishka, Rishusa, Betarte.
If it was to pot from payment of the mistake, I would not need a Netilas Rishus in two areas. Which areas? Go ahead. Behoros. What's horos mean? Isser veheter. Cases of what? Meat, kashrus. Go ahead. Vidin. And what's din? Choshen mishput. As long as I have Netilas Rishus in one area, that's enough. Go ahead. Dibichad.
Dibichad inenu.
Sagi. One of them is enough. Tahave.
Bichad goldavar. Shen.
As long as it's a requirement to pay for your mistake, one Netilas Rishus is enough for one area to potter everything else. So what's Tosfos' answer? Let's get this, guys. Let's get it down. What's Tosfos' answer, Yonah? Tosfos' kasha, all the Rishonim ask, why didn't the Gemara just answer you need Netilas Rishus to pot you from payment? What's the answer? You have Netilas Rishus in area. What area? You have it in what? In to be a dayan, Dini Mominus. You have it in Dini Mominus. So Tosfos is assuming since you already have it in one area, it potters you. Okay? It potters you. So let's get this down. Please get it down. Please get it down. Now, the Ramban is quoted in the Chiddushi Aran, Dir Maskei Yorah, seems similar to Tosfos. Jacob, please get in your notes. The Ramban quoted by the Chiddushi Aran says similar to Tosfos. And what does the Ran ask on the Ramban? From the Lashon of the Gemara is, first he asked Rishus for Isser V'Heter, and then he asked for Rishus for what? To be a Dayan. So Tosfos is assuming not that way. Kasha. Tosfos is very mechudish. You get the impression from the Gemara, first he asked about Isser V'Heter, then Dayanus. So he's assuming, no, you already had Dayanus. And usually in Smicha, first you go for Isser V'Heter, Yor Yor, and then you go for Yad Yad. I was talking about, I'd like to one day get all the, I'd like to pass all the bikinis for Dayanus in Eretz Yisrael. One day, Biz Hashem. We did the first 20 simanim this summer, in the summer kailu, Chayshin Mishpat. I'd like to do that. One of my rebbeim in Shalbim, Rav Uri Lavi, was appointed to be a dayan when I was there in Shalbim, the year after college. He's Av Beis Din Sfat. He just made a very controversial psak. A lot of people were not nice to him. He made a controversial psak, but he's a big tzaddik. 7 years, he learned in psagis, the kailu dayanis. There was a man who's in a coma, is married for 7 years, she's been in a guna. There's a principle called zikui get. Normally the Gemara says a get is bad for a woman. It's a chov. But the Gemara has, in the end of Yavam, it's a few cases that it's a schus for the woman. Here it would be a schus. So can you give the get to her, mezaka, the get for her, zachan ladam shalobafonav? Meaning that he would want to what? He would. You can have someone act on his behalf to give her the get. He can't, he's in a coma. So maybe that would be a schus. So he allowed it. The Beis Din in Sfat allowed it. A lot of Dayanim were against it. Lamais, okay, for different details. But it's hard to be against someone like unless you know all the cases. And I happen to know him. He's a Gadol. Mamish a Gadol. He's a great going. Okay, so what? Maybe we don't agree with the Psak, but you have to be careful not to attack him. Chas v'shalom. Okay? So Tosfos is assuming that Rav, got his Dayanus and Mominus first. That's enough to pot you in all other areas. That's why the Gemara doesn't give that answer. Please get down. Tosfos says this. The Ramban says this as well. But the Ran asks on the Ramban, it's not master from that in the Gemara. Because the Gemara first said Yor of Yorah and then Yod Yod. Second of all, please get this. Second of all, the Ran asks, and you saw it inside, that if one Rishus is enough, what's the Gemara's answer? What was the Gemara's answer? The reason why he needed two shushus is to make sure they can present the material correctly. But he already had Kabbalah shushus. He already had Kabbalah shushus. So what's the Gemara's answer? That's not difficult. You can answer that kasha right away. Please get it down by saying what? Okay, he might have had Kabbalah shushus. If he makes a mistake, he's potter, but you have to make sure you can present the material properly. That's a different type of netilah shushus, right? So you can answer that second kasha very quickly. Again, Eli, let's go over that nakuda again. What is Tosfos and Rabban's answer? That the reason why the Gemara did not answer that he needed Netilas Shushus if he made a mistake, that he wants to be putter, is because he already had Netilas Shushus. Both Tosfos says that and the Rabban says that. There are two kashas on that. Number one, the Ran asks, it's mashma that he did not have Netilas Shushus already in Dayanus, because he first asked about Yor Yor and then Yad Yon. That's number one. And number two, if he already had Kabbalah Shushus, what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is that what he needed, the Rebbe needed to check him that he could present the material. But he had a couple of Rishus already. So that second Kasha, Daniel, you can answer very quickly and say, that's a different type of Netilas Rishus. He wants to make sure if he can disseminate the material properly. So even though he might have a couple of Rishus about a compensation, a payment, but you need another type of Kabbalah Rishus, Netilas Rishus, to make sure he can disseminate the material properly. And in Gansen, the Taisa Rosh Dir Maskel E is not comfortable with Taisa's answer at all. He believes that Rishus for one thing cannot help for the other. That's what he says. Who says that he's a buck in Choshen Mishpat? How do he knows anything about Kashrus? So the whole premise of Tosfos and the Ramban, the Tosfos Rosh argues on in Gansen. In Gansen means completely. Okay? So we got that clear. Those are the three Nakudas on Tosfos and Ramban's answer. Number one, the two Kashas. Number one, it's not Masha and the Gemara. They had it already, Dionysus, before Isser Vetter. Number two, what's the Gemara's answer? So on that second Kasha, we answered, the Gemara's answer is a different type of intuition that he can disseminate it properly. But the Tosafot Rush argues on the whole premise. And the whole premise is that Rishus for one for Davar Echad cannot work for other areas. And the truth is, why should it? Just because you're a Bucky and Kosher Mishra, how do you know you don't know anything about Kashers? So Tosafot Rush is very strong. Okay. So that's all one box. That's number one answer in the Rishon. We got it? What's the number one answer? What's the number one answer? Taisus, the Ramban is what? Hayalo, Yodin, Yodin. Hayalo, Yodin, Yodin. You write down in your notebook the kashas that we had on it. Number two, second answer. Why the Gemara give the answer of what? Compensation. That's why I need to teach you. Yad Ramal. Yad Ramal Dimaska Daikin in the second one. I'm sorry, I didn't write that was the second one, not the first one. And the Taisa Rush say the following. Please get it. Fascinating answer. Let me ask you a question. You think I paskin shilas for guys in the shul if they don't ask me? Of course not. This fellow called me, wants me to officiate the Leviathan. Okay. So I paskin shilas because he asked me the question. When he asks me the question, that's a kibble lie. Part of that question is that if I make a mistake, I am putter for pay. You ask me a shilin kashrus, halacha l'maisa, Jacob, please. If you ask me a shilin kashrus, halacha l'maisa, that's a kibble lie. It's self-understood. If I make a mistake and paskin your corned beef is treif, then I don't have to pay for it if I made a mistake. That's what they say. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. So it's next of kibble lie. Like the Gemara says, if kulach lo tishalin, and don't tell me that you need reshus l'mikra shalo kibble aleim, kevin shein lo l'horos klauk shalo bol lishol. You can't tell me that you need reshus for a situation where it's not kibble alai. Because I'm not going to paskin. I only paskin when someone asks me a shayla, right? So therefore, the reason why the Gemara didn't answer this is because why no one paskins this event without someone asking them with a shayla. So when the Gemara says, if you're knowledgeable, what do you need the tilus reshus for? You can't tell me it's to pot you from payment. Because anytime anyone asks you a shayla, it's an automatic kibble alai. Yad Ramah, Bo Lishol, it's Kiyilu, Kibbalah. So I have an automatic tour. So you cannot tell me that's why I need Ntilus Shus. Because I always have an automatic Ntilus Shus. I always have an automatic Ntilus Shus. That's what the Yad Ramah writes. Okay? And the Taisa Rush. The Rashba, please get it, in the Truvis, Chelik Gimel Simen Shinai Involve. Chelik Gimel Shinai involved. The Rashba says, no way. Then the Gemara could have answered that I need Netilas Shus in a case where there was no Kibble Olai. But the Gemara tells me it didn't know Saf that I what? What was the Gemara's answer? That you need Netilas Shus to make sure you can present the material properly. Why didn't the Gemara give what? Give another simple answer. We're talking about a case where I'm poskening where they didn't ask me. There was no Kibble Olai. Maybe have the guy come up to me and say, Rebbe, the corned beef, I want you to know something. I want you to paskin this. But I want you to know, if you make a mistake, Rebbe, you better pay. Why did the Gemara give that answer? That someone came to ask me a shayla, and it was ba'ofen shalom kibble alai. The Gemara could have given that very simple answer. Why did the Gemara have to say no? It's for a new notion of disseminating it properly. You follow me? Please get that down here. So that's what the Rashba asks. Rashba asks on the Yad Ramah. He doesn't like that answer because the Gemara could have given a simpler answer. And she could have said that the guy asked me to shy without kibble alai. Meaning he said that if you make a mistake, you're going to have to pay. Okay. That's the second answer total. Three more answers, guys. Let's get it. I gave you the Rabbeinu Yonah. What did the Rabbeinu Yonah say? What did the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Bless you, Adam. Rabbeinu Yonah Dimaskal Ich said two answers. What's the first answer, Rabbeinu Yonah? I said a drosh and shul. Yora, Yora means I said a drush and shul. Interesting. What is that lashon of Yora, Yora means, you know what I mean? I got the impression from him that it wasn't the way we read the Gemara. We said Yora and they answered what? Yora. Remember that's the way we read the Gemara? That's the simplest way to read the Gemara. I don't think the Rabbeinu Yonah read it like that. He read it like Yeshivas give smicha. Yora, Yora. Meaning, go paskin, go paskin. He said drushes. When you say drushes, what happens? People act on your drushes. People do things based on your drushes, hopefully, if they're listening and they're not sleeping. What happens if there was a mistake in the drasha? You don't have to pay. It's like an automatic. The drasha was an automatic what? An automatic psak. And therefore, if one of the shomim do it, I don't have to pay. Now that's a big chiddush. The Chiddush Yaron says that's difficult. Where was the kibla lie? You didn't ask him a shaila. You know what I think the Rabbi Yonah would respond back, Yosef? You were in the drasha. You're in the drasha. You're sitting in the drasha and not leaving for the drasha. Is as if what you asked, you were asked the shaila. Okay, I hear what you're bothered by. You could say I didn't ask it directly. Oh, you acted upon it, didn't you? Isn't your acting upon it as if you asked? So Rabbi Yonah, let's get down. There was a drasha. The fact that you said yora yora meant that you're telling the Talmud that he can give drashas, and therefore it's an automatic kibbul lot. And therefore, if the guy listens to your drasha and paskins, he listens to your drasha, and he does something, and you made a mistake, you're potter from pay. Okay? So I'm pointing out, I think you read the Gemara a little differently. Now, the Chiddush Yaron doesn't like this, because you didn't ask him. So I'm defending the Rabbeinu Yonah by saying what? I think the Rabbeinu Yonah, Daniel, would say, you know what? The fact you sat in the drasha is like you asked the shaila. Okay? That's the give and take here. You follow me? Then the Rabbeinu Yonah gives another answer. And I think maybe that's why he gave another answer. Because he was uncomfortable with the Rabbeinu Yonah's kasha, that you didn't ask directly. And the Rabbeinu Yonah gives another answer. Please get this. What does the realm of Isser V'Hetter span? What does the realm of Isser V'Hetter span? Jacob, we discussed that. What does Isser V'Hetter span? We discussed in Seder. Hilchos what? Kashrus? Hilchos Shabbos? Hilchos Nidah? Where is there gelt only? There's going to be a loss of gelt only in one of those three areas. It's all under the rubric of the Sevetter. Only in Kashrus. There's no, if I tell a guy to turn the light on Shabbos, God forbid, there's no gelt there. He didn't lose any money. In Taras Mishpacha, he did it. He might have done a terrible aveir if I make a mistake. But there's no money involved. You follow me? There's no money loss. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what? The Gemara was asking for those other areas. The other areas, like Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Taras Mishpacha, where there's no money loss, if he's knowledgeable, what does he mean to Tilus Rishus for? So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, I'm going to write down Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nidah. You'll know what that means. You write in your notes. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nidah. Okay? For Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nidah, Lamai said there's no money. If there's no loss of money, thank you, Ellie. If there's no loss of money, so therefore what does he need to Tilus Rishus for if he's knowledgeable? That's the fourth way to learn. And number five, the fifth way to learn this is as follows. The fifth way to learn this kasha, and we haven't mentioned him before, but you know, Provence, what was Provence? It was old France in the times of the Rishonim. The Chiddush Yaron quotes many times, Johnny, Reb David Bonfour. Bonfour was a city in Provence. Have you ever heard in Maseches Pesachim Chiddush Rabbeinu David? You ever heard of it? It's a blue sefer on Pesachim. Chiddush Rabbeinu David. That's Rabbeinu David Bonfour. So the Chiddush Yaron quotes Reb David Bonfour many times, and he says the following answer. He says that if you are a Yachid Mumcha, if you are a Yachid Mumcha who knows how to paskin, midiraisa, if you're Gomer of a sovereign, you know how to paskin, you're putter from paying just like three smuchim. Mashenke and three head yotos, or someone's a yachid that's not a mumcha, they need the tilu shishus in order to what? In order to pay. So the Gemara didn't answer you need rishus to potter, because we're talking about what? We're talking about a yachid mumcha, who's a big tzaddik, who's a big gadol. And just like the three smuchim are potter because they have smicha. Who's this answer? Reb David Bonfour. Bonfour. Okay? Quoting the Chiddush Yaron. Remember we mentioned yesterday that if you have smicha, according to some Rishonim, you're potter from paying even though you don't have Netilas Yishus? Smicha, beli Netilas Yishus, you are potter from paying. Potter me tashlumin. Okay? You are potter from payment. So the Gemara says if he's knowledgeable, he had smicha. Rav was given smicha. If he was given smicha, we know that it's part of that chain. If he was given smicha, so then why do you need what? Why do you need the tilus rishus? Smicha potters you from being payment. Just like three smuchim are potter, a yachid mumcha that is a samuch is potter from paying. Three hevyotos need netilas rishus. A yochid that's not a samuch needs netilas rishus. But he had netilas rishus. So the bottom line, guys, we have five different answers in the Rishonim as to why the Gemara did not answer that even though Rav was knowledgeable, why he needed netilas rishus. Why didn't the Gemara just say he needed netilas rishus? To be punted from a mistake in Psak. Number one, because he had netilas rishus already and did it in Dini moments. And that works for the other area. Number two, they had netilas rishus because they asked Shilas. Number three, they heard the drasha. That's automatically your putter. Number four, there are areas where what you don't have to pay anything. So what do you need netilas rishus for? Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Nida. And number five, if you have tzmicha, you already have a p'tur from paskening. Now, there is a famous sefer in Sanhedrin, one of the Gedol Achronim, called the Chamra V'Chai. We've quoted him already before. The Chamra V'Chai just points out, and I want you to get this, very beautiful. He's been dying from Rashi. You see Rashi Hayamid Aleph? Do you see that, Jacob, there? On Hayamid Aleph. What does Rashi say in Hayamid Aleph there? Okay, I'll just say it outside. Rashi Hayamid Aleph, Damascus, Yorah. Actually, I'll read it to you myself. He says, Yorah on Hayamid Aleph. Do you see that in Hayamid Aleph? Yorah? Yorah Isser V'Heter Amar Lem Rebbe Yorah U'lekamen Parach Igomer Lamalei Rishusa B'Horah. What is later on? Later on is on Hayamid Beis. The Gemara is going to ask if he's Gomer Lamalei Rishusa B'Horah. What does that mean? What do you get the impression from Rashi? That Rashi was bothered by Tosfos Kasha. And he writes that the question of Gemara is, why B'Horah do you need Rishus? You already have Rishus. You already have Rishus. So he wants to say, please get this down. The Chamra V'Chai writes that Rashi's cholik on Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, netilas rishus in one area works for all areas. According to Rashi, it's not true. Only if you're notel rishus in din, choshen mishpat, does it work for Horah. If you have netilas rishus for Horah, it will not work for din. Please get that down. You got that, Johnny? According to Rashi, netilas rishus for din will work for Horah, for Isser V'Heter. But if you have rishus for Isser V'Heter, it will not work for din. That's Shittas Rashi. If you say like that, then you don't have lo yiksha, you won't have the kasha, the ran. What was the ran's kasha? What was the ran's kasha? There was mashma that he was makabel rishus lo ra. Only afterwards he got ladin. According to Tosfos, there's no difference between why lama not the rishus. One rishus is moel l'shneim. According to Tosfos, one rishus works for both. But according to Rashi, it's not true. According to Rashi, l'maisa lo yiksha al Tosfos kushis arana rishona sheiksha rabban, that he already was noto. According to Rashi, it won't help. Please get it down, Ellie. According to Rashi, the tilas rishus of din will not work for Horas Isser V'Heter. Will not work. You want me to write it on the board? According to Rashi, you got it, Johnny? Please get it down. According to Rashi, netilas rishus for din will not help for netilas for Horah.
Will not?
Will not.
But you said will.
No, netilas rishus for din will work for Isser V'Heter. Netilas rishus for Isser V'Heter will not work for din.
Right. Okay.
That's Rashi. According to Tosfos, one rishus works for both. And therefore you had the kasha on it, but it's Rashi already got it. See, according to Rashi, Lomaisa, you get the impression, Dafki not rishus bedin yoyel l'horah. But Rashi's mashma l'maisa that it wasn't given already, so it's not going to help you.
But they both need rishus for what the Gemara is going to say later.
Right, that's for sure. That's for sure. But that's what the Chamra V'Chai wants to point out. Halacha l'maisa. That's what the Chamra V'Chai wants to point out. It's the Nekuda V'Chleis Rashi Taisis. Oh, based on this, guys, let's take this a step further. Please, let's get it. What is the Shach Paskin according to Taisis? The Shach Paskin and Simon Hey Sifkot and Vav from Taisis? That one netilas rishus works for all areas, no matter what. If you make a mistake, you're okay. If you had netilas rishus for din, works for Horah. If you had netilas rishus for Horah, works for din. Straight up like Tosfos, the Feirish. Comes along the Nemukah Yosef. Please get this. Nemukah Yosef says in the fourth parak, amazing. He says, I want you to know something. Netilas rishus L'maisa is needed to make you potter only in Dini Mamanus. Please get it down to Muki Yosef Yosef. Muki Yosef Yosef. Why? Uri, you getting this down? Because in Isser V'Heter, it's automatic. Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you test them at base. Va'atsumim kol harugeha. Anyone who has the wherewithal to paskin must paskin. Reb Moshe Zatzal. What was his ikker sefer? What was his ikker sefer? Dibris Moshe. The shiurim, the lomdis. Igris Moshe is the tshuvas. He writes in the Hakdama Eli. He didn't want to have to paskin. People all just keep coming and coming to him. He knew kol Torah kula. So he had no choice but to paskin, as the Gemara says. Zet Talmud she'egil ol'rav ein amora. If you have the wherewithal to paskin and you withhold the psak, you're doing something wrong. And that's what Moshe writes in the Hakdama. So since you're chayiv to paskin, if you make a mistake, you're potter based on onus or chamana patre. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So please get that down. The Nemuk Yosef says that Netilus Rishus works if you make a mistake only in Dini Mominus. In Horos Issevehetter, as long as you're knowledgeable, you're putter anyway based on an onus. Okay? Please get that. Daniel, you got that? Meaning you need a formal Netilus Rishus to pot you in Dini Mominus if you make a mistake. In Issevehetter, you have to paskin if you have the wherewithal. If you have to paskin where you have the wherewithal, then Lamaisa, it's automatically, you're forced to paskin. If you make a mistake, you're part of miss an onus. Dini Mominus, you need a formal Netilus Rishus, correct.
You don't have to paskin?
Well, you have to be part of other Dayanim, so it doesn't apply that whole concept. You follow me? But the Shach argues there, please get it. Simin Chafei Sifkot and Vav, and he says, I don't agree with that. Because that Pasuk's talking about someone's Mekabel Lahora, and he doesn't paskin. Or someone asks him Shalas, they don't paskin. But if you weren't Kibluhu, you're not Chayav the paskin. People came to Ramosha. But if people aren't coming to you, even though you know Shas, you're not Mechuyiv the paskin. And therefore, if you're paskin, you're Chayav to pay. That's what the Shach writes. Okay? That's what the Shach says. Please. The Shach says the Pos is talking about someone that was what? That was Mekubal to be a posik. And he's not paskining, or they come and ask him. But if there's Loki Blue, then you're not Chayav the paskin. If Loki Blue, then you're not Chayav the paskin. And if you would paskin, you'd be Chayav to pay. Halach lamais. Okay. Comes along the Nesivis. Let's get it. In Simon Hay, Sifkot and Dalit. Listen to this. He paskins the Nesivis in Simon Hay, Sifkot and Dalit. Let's get the chlorkite. In Simon Hay, Sifkot and Dalit. He says the difference between the Nimomus and the Rosh Sivat is according to the Rosh. The Rosh in Pirik Dalit Simon Hay says that a dayan that makes a mistake, Shiloh Kiblu, has to pay midin what? He shouldn't have judged on his own. He should have been with two other dayanim. But Kishir Kiblu, Halach Lomais, if they accepted you to be a dayan on your own, that's fine. That's dafkin dini mominus. Because in dini mominus, you can only paskin on your own if you have a reshus. But in Isser V'Heter, you, if you're knowledgeable, you can paskin even on your own. So if you make a mistake, you're never mechuyev to pay. This is what the Nesivis writes. By a dayan shelo kibluhu, you have to pay because you shouldn't have paskin on your own. But if there was kiblu allowed to be a dayan on your own, you don't have to pay. But Isser V'Heter, you can paskin on your own anyway. So automatically you're potter. You're not chayav to pay. So haras Isser V'Heter, it works to reshus to potter lomaisa. You don't even need a formal nitilus reshus. You don't need it. You don't even need a formal nitilus reshus as long as you're a baki. Now if you're a negligent guy, and you just try to be a balgaiv and you're paskin, yeah, mutter, usser, you know nothing, of course you got to pay. But if you're a tzaddik and you know all the dinim and everyone, no one's perfect, you make a mistake and you're potter. That's in the Nesivis rights. So based on this, I have to tell you, comes the Maram Shik and says the following Kiddush. Comes the Maram Shik and says the following Kiddush. Why is it that a person has to pay if they make a mistake in Psak? We wrote on the board the other day, Garmi. But there is a Tosis in Sanhedrin, and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that's Mashmet's Mazik Biadayim. I don't know what he does with the Gemara in Bukhairis. The Gemara in Bukhairis on Chavches and Beis said Beferish that it was what? That it was Garmi. Right? It said Beferish that it was Garmi on Chavches and Beis. But Tosis B'daf Lamed Gimel, Toysis Bedaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is Mashma that it's considered to be what? Mazik biyadai. It is not indirect. It's like you're damaging him directly. Mazik biyadai. You follow what I'm saying? You're mazikim biyadai. I don't know what you do with the Gemara and Bechairis. The Gemara and Bechairis said black and white, it was garmi. But nonetheless, there are two shittas. Is it garmi or mazik biyadai? So the Maram Shik says, that's totally in the machlekes tais the Muki Yosef. How do you get it? How do you plug it in? According to Taisus Lamaisa, according to Taisus, what's the shita? And daf lam legumetz mazik biyadayim. Mazik biyadayim, I don't care whether it's shogig mazit or onus. You're always chayiv. And if you don't have rishus, you're chayiv. If you don't have rishus, you're chayiv, even if you make a mistake, because you're mechuyiv the paskin. You're mechuyiv the paskin, according to Taisus. Even if you're mechuyiv the paskin, if you don't have rishus, you are what? You are chayiv. Tosus writes beferish. Remember, there's no you need Netilas Rishus because Tosus holds its mazik biyadayim. Tosus holds its mazik biyadayim. So Eli, without Netilas Rishus, you're going to be chayv to pay. Without Netilas Rishus, get it down, Yonah. You're going to be chayv to pay because you're mazik biyadayim. You need Netilas Rishus to be potter. It's mazik biyadayim. Rak be Netilas Rishus. Are you going to be potter? Without anything short of that, you're a potter. I don't care whether it's mazik, shogeg, onus. Uri, you got me? You need a formal Tilus Rishus, because you're Mazik Biyadayim. Who's Garmi? The Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says indirect damage. It's only indirect damage. If it's only indirect damage, then therefore you're only Chayiv, since you're Chayiv, the Paskin, Onesu. And Dini Garmi, Ones is Potter. Kevin Shechayiv Lahiris. Kevin Shechayiv Lahiris, since you're Chayiv, to what? To Paskin? Because they came to you? You're going to be potter because of onus. Onus, Rachmana Patre. Onus Pater's garmi. And therefore, that's what the Nimuki Yosef holds, halacha l'maisa. Why are you mechuyev the paskin? Because anyone who has the wherewithal knows Kol HaTorah Kula has the paskin. Like the case of the Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tesef and Beis. The Pasuk in Mishlei. So Pasuk in Mishlei, where is it? Mishlei Zayin Perek Chavav. The Pasuk of Atsumim Kol Harugeh. If you have the wherewithal the paskin, you better paskin. So that's the Maharam Shik. This is the Chiddush of the Maharam Shik, guys. Okay? Beautiful. What's the reason why you have to pay? If you make a mistake. Is the reason why you have to pay because of Garmi, which Gemara said Beferish, in Becharis, or is it called Mazik Biyadayim? That's Tyson's Sanhedrin. How does Tyson's Sanhedrin get out of the Gemara in Becharis? We got to think about it. Maybe he has a different Gemara. Steering Gemaras. Chlegs and Sugis. Think he has a Gemara in Gittin. Maybe it's called Mazik Biyadayim. If the Mazik Biyadayim, Taisa says the only way you can be potter is in Tilus Rishus. According to the Mugyos, it's Garmi. But if I'm an onus, I'm an onus. That's why the Tilus Rishus works. Okay? Because in the Tilus Rishus, you don't need a formal Tilus Rishus by a servetter. Because the bottom line is you're mechuyev to do it. Okay? Oh. So we got this whole mahalik? You got the whole mahalik here? Please chazer this. Okay, now this leads us to the following. Let's at least begin it. Okay? Let's at least begin. We'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. In the beginning of Shir, we have so much to do, Mamaisa. But there is something that is very difficult, okay? And this begins this Mahalach. And that is that according to the Rambam, which I gave you, based on the Gemara in Perek Tal Alachaches, the Rambam says, Yesh len limnos l'chol mashi yiritzu, Perek Tal Alachaches, l'dvarim yechidim, v'shiyeh roi l'chol advarim. You could give departmentalized smicha in certain specific areas. But the Rambam says, as we mentioned yesterday, you must be roi l'chol hadvarim. Please get that down. You must be ra'ui l'chol hadvarim. Everyone got this? Ra'ui l'chol hadvarim. Means you have to be roi l'chol hadvarim. You want to get a departmentalized smicha, fine. But you must be roi l'chol hadvarim. Okay? And we said, where'd he get it from? So we said we got it from Rav. He was a buck in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what the Kesef Mishneh asked. Remember we gave that answer? The Rabbaz gave that answer, Lamaisa. Okay? We learned it from Rav. Lechemisha says he got it from the Yushalmi. But I have to tell you something, and that is the following. What is the Hezbra Dover? What does the word Zucking mean, guys? What does the word Zucking mean? Gemara Kedushin. Yoni, you remember you had a kasher? What was your kasher earlier? You had a kasher? But what does the word zakin mean? Zeh shekana chachma. Gemara Kedushin. That's what it means, daf lamed beis. If you're not roy to paskin b'chol chedrei ha-Torah, what is chedrei? Rooms. B'chol chedrei ha-Torah. If you're not roy to paskin kol Torah kula, how can you get a smik in a partial area, one area? So the Rav said, maybe that's the pshat of Zeh shekana chachma, that you have to be roy to paskin and kol Torah kula. But the Rav wanted to say the following. It could be like this. And this is what I want to bring out. And then we'll get to halacha, and then we got Dav Mincha. Okay? In halacha yud, Uri, perik dal halacha yud, the Rambam passes, please get it. Chacham mufla she'asuma ba'eno achas. God forbid. If you have a tamo chacham that's blind in one eye. Afa pishu roi ledinim ominous. Ain somkin also ledinim ominous. Neshe in a roi lechol advarim. Chen kol gyotsu b'zeh. You cannot give a Rav that has Summa in one eye. Summa ba'achas me'enav. You cannot give a Summa ba'achas me'enav. Smiche. In dinim ominous, because he cannot judge dinim nefashos. And therefore he's not ra'ui. And he's a zaken. He knows kshas. The Rambam seems to say, Halacha l'maisa, that if you don't have the wherewithal to finish the deal, if you're not ruined a smicha shlema, you cannot get a smicha chatzoin. You cannot get a half one. You have to be roy to be somech the whole thing. And by din in nefashos, you have a psul beguf, and a psul beguf invalidates you for din in nefashos. So you are not roy l'kol advarim. You want to get a partial smicha, you must be roy l'kol advarim. And he's not roy l'kol advarim. If he's not royal applied for him, he cannot even get to the smicha for dinim ominous. Pinchas, you got that? That's what the Rambam writes. Please get it. You got it? So let's close this part and then we'll get to halacha with akasha, which will begin tomorrow, this show. Zach, you got me? You can't give the smicha who's blind in one eye in dinim ominous. Why? Because he's possible for dinim nefashos. Therefore makes him not royal call a torakula. Bless you, Daniel. The problem is as follows. Asks the Ksos Achoshin Simon Zion Sifkot and Aleph, according to the Gemara in the Yavamas, Kuf Beis, Omer Aleph, Rava says, Gir can be dan es chavero bedinim ominous. Gir can dan es chavero bedinim ominous. Everyone got that? A gir can judge his friend bedinim ominous. Dvar Torah. What does Rava hold? That's Rava. What does Rava hold by us? How many smich? How many dayanim need smicha? Three dayanim, yes? That's Rava, yes? The same Rava. For odos vavos, you need smuchim to judge. Even odos vavos. How can a gir judge dinim ominous when halacha lamaisa, gir cannot have what? A gir, can a gir judge dinim nefashos, yes or no? No. He's possible for dinim ominous. So how can he have a partial smicha? I thought a gir can judge his friend. But according to Rava, every person that judges dinim ominous needs to have smicha. How could you give him smicha? He's not roy l'kol Torah kula. That's the ksosis kasha. Ben, you got me? He's not roy l'kol Torah kula, Jacob. If he's not roy l'kol Torah kula, because he can't judge dinim nefashos, a gir is off the mat, puzzle. So how can he even judge what? His friend. He can't have smicha. And Rava says he needs smicha for even on dos vavos. How can you give smicha? It's not roi l'kol Torah kula. You hear the kashuri? Let's get it down in your computer. Simon Zion, Sif Kotten Aleph. Okay? I'd like you to even photocopy that too, if you can do that too as well. Johnny, can you do that? I don't really ask you. This is the first time I've ever asked you to photocopy something, no?
Yeah.
Okay? Simon Zion, Sif Kotten Aleph. Diksos. Thank you very much. You can do that as well. That's the kasha of the ksos. If you need roi b'kolot or akula, Jeremy, then how could a gir judge his friend in dinim ominous? He's possible for nefashos. He's not roi b'kolot or akula. Just like a suma in one eye, God forbid, cannot get smicha for dinim ominous. Because he cannot do dinim nefashos. That's the ksos' kasha on the Rambam. Okay, let's switch to halacha and then we're going to dive into it. When do we start saying Te Talamater in Chutz Lartz? December 5th. 60 days after what? 60 days, the halacha is, after the Tkufas Tishrei. When do they start saying Te Talamater? Where? In Eretz Yisrael. When? Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Excellent. What happens in the two following scenarios? If you have a Ben Eretz Yisrael, let's get you get the psak down for this, so you'll remember it. What happens if a Ben Eretz Yisrael is visiting Chutz Lartz right now?
Says to himself.
Three shitas. Let's get them. The Das Mori Kash and the Halachas Ketanis say that if he has a family in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's planning to stay here for a long time, he should he show up in Eretz Yisrael. Continue to say Tein Talamater because he has a family there. If he's going to go back in the winter, even if what? Even if he doesn't have a wife and children in Eretz Yisrael, he should ask Tein Talamater where? Like in Eretz Yisrael, because he's going to go back. That's the first sheet. The second sheet, Das Mari Molko, the Mari Gute, Maraz Gute, says you like Bnei Chutz Lartz. You stop saying. You don't say it now. You come to Chutz Lartz, you stop saying. And the third sheet is the Pri Chodesh. Kol's man, the Yadas is to what? Go back in that year to Eretz Yisrael, then you're like a Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you have no plan to go back for another year or two. What's the din? What do you consider to be? Even though you have a wife and family in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to go back for 2-3 years? You're like a Bnei Chutz Lartz. Okay? So we got that? Halacha l'maisa? So it seems l'maisa, seems that the three shittas on this shaila, okay? How do you think we should paskin? I would imagine the push-up shot is that what? Is that if you're going to go back l'maisa to Eretz Yisrael, maybe you should continue to be saying it. That's what I would imagine. But I'll tell you what I think the best bet is. I think you should save it in bracha and say it in Shomer Tefillah. That's what I think you should do. Say it in Shomer Tefillah. Let's close with the other shaila. Someone who's from Chutz Lartz who goes right now to Eretz Yisrael. We're not saying it, they are. What do you do? Halacha l'maisa. So it seems that even though you're going to return, you should say Tein Talamater when you're there, because the minig is the place where you're at. And then, when you go from Eretz Yisrael back to Chutz Lartz, what should you do? So the Chuvas Bir Mayim Chaim says you should stop, because you follow the Tzibor. And the Chidah says you should continue because you started. What do you do? Same answer, says Rebbe Vadin the Chuvas Atzal. When do you say Tein Talamater? In Shomer Tefillah. You can always add an extra bakashas. Don't do it in Baruch Aleinu. So the upshot being in both shilas, we would advise to saying Tein Talamater in this window till December 5th, say it in Shomer Tefillah, not in Tein Bracha. Also in the reverse manner, where you went and you have to definitely say it while you're there, but when you come back, say it in Shomer Tefillah. And then when December 5th comes, kicks in, you'll say it in Baruch Aleinu. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive a mincha now, and I'll see you in Shir tomorrow. I'll give you the Mar Mekaymus, and thank you for